for those of you that don't know or don't care about, back in December, I moved to Pennsylvania to be closer to my daughter and my grandson. Dwight and Pastor Rich both asked me if I wanted to do a living picture before I left, and I declined, saying it would be too emotional. And that's in only in part really the real reason I was really, really stressing out. I knew, you know, I loved it here in North Carolina. I loved the church here. I wasn't sure that I wanted to go. It was my daughter's idea initially, and I just was really going through a rough period of time. About 3 days before I had to sign the papers on the home in Pennsylvania, I had a panic attack one night. I mean, really bad. And got out of bed, got down on my knees alongside the bed, and just started praying out to God. Just really earnestly, God, what do you want me to do? Am I doing the right thing? Whatever. And after about 20 minutes, whatever, of my whining, I finally shut up and started to listen. Now, it wasn't that I heard an audible voice of God, but my mindset kind of changed. And it was like God was saying, hey, you've done good in North Carolina, thanks to the fact that Pastor Rich and Dwight have decided to walk alongside me in a Godward direction. And I have grown tremendously. And he said, but now it's time you walk alongside somebody else. And realized that what I was really hanging on here to was my comfort zone. I had gotten a comfort zone. I liked it here. I was getting complacent. And your comfort zone can turn into your coffin. I was just sitting around waiting to die. And God was saying, okay, it's time to move on. So, again, I went to bed, slept good, woke up feeling good. And I wish I could say from then on everything went smooth. That's when it started. And it says, be thankful when trials come because you grow through them. You get stronger. And I have to admit that is true, but I'm not really thankful when trials come. But the next night, I woke up again. It wasn't because of my mind, because my body wasn't working. I couldn't relieve myself. Now, I had lived with my dad, and he died of prostate cancer. I knew the symptoms. So fear really struck me, and I got back on the side of the bed again and said, Lord, I thought we settled this last night. You want me to move to Pennsylvania? I can't do that if I'm in a hospital. So he got me through that night, got me through the next night. I went and signed the papers for the new house. Then I had another attack. Luckily, got into a doctor right there, amazingly, and he said, you have a urinary tract infection. Give me some strong medications and relieve the pressure. And I was okay for about a week, but then I had a negative reaction to that medication. And it amplified my arthritis. It just really crippled me up. I couldn't even walk back side to bed again. Lord, you promised. You see all this work I got to do, all this packing I got to do. You know, how can I do anything when I can't even walk? Again, top of it, my daughter, I talked to her. He said, don't worry, Dad. I'll take a week off of work, come down and get you all settled. Well, first time ever that I remember, she got covered up at work. She couldn't even take time off, and because usually she's got a great job. And she only could come down enough by the time to take me and drive me up to Pennsylvania. But by the time she was here, and it's not about me because I don't know how, I had found somebody, a real estate agent, to sell my house. I'd got movers. I'd got packed the stuff that I had to do, and I got to Pennsylvania. Okay, I'm in Pennsylvania. Now all these boxes stay empty and everything. And I come down with, I guess it was a flu. I don't know what it was. But for a week, I couldn't get out of the bed except to go to the bathroom and maybe feed the cats. But luckily, I was by my daughter now so that on her way home for work, she could stop by, check on me, She'd bring me a vanilla milkshake. That's the only thing that I could handle to sustain me. But saying all of that, I'm happy to say I'm down here now because I've sold my house, cleared even more on it than I had anticipated. I love my new home up in Pennsylvania. It's half the size I had here, but it's just perfect. It's plenty big enough. I had three toilets. What do I need three toilets for? One is all you need. And so I'm very, very happy there. But it's not about me. I just want to praise God. And Peter says, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. God cares for me and he cares for you. God loves you and so do I. Thank you.